Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our intergenerational service today. Have you all got a goodie bag? It's got a weather map on the front. It's not today's weather, I'm sorry. I printed the bags last week, so it couldn't be today's weather. Make sure you've got a bag, you'll need it. For now, let's stand and we'll start our worship service singing This Little Light of Mine.
Jesus comes, and I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, and I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh yeah.
Hands up if you know Jesus. Oh, wow, that's great. Hands down again. But I wonder whether you recognize Jesus. I wonder. Have a good look around. Look around the church. Have a good look around. Put your glasses on if you need to. Have a good look around the church. Okay, did you recognize Jesus?
Yes.
Fabulous. In your goodie bag, there's a love heart. There's a love heart and there's a pen. I want you to think of someone that you just saw when you looked around. Should be a love heart. And write on the love heart something about Jesus that you recognized in that person. Write it on it with your pen and go and give it to that person as a gift of encouragement. So something about someone that you recognize as Jesus. So it might be that they've got a lot of love. Or it might be that they've got a really happy smile. Or it might be that they've got some strong teaching. Or it might be that they pray for you when you're sick. It could be all sorts of things. What is it about that person, somebody that you said you all recognize Jesus? So let's see who you can give your love heart to. Somebody that you can something you recognize Jesus. Okay, for the next thing, I'm going to give you a weather forecast. I'm not very good at the weather, but you might see from my outfit that I'm thinking that today is a cold and cloudy day. So here we have, I've got any excuse, you see, I can use the laser pointer now. There's a laser pointer on here, Nigel, I can work that. So here we've got a big band of rain coming down the coast. So it's cold and it's cloudy and I need my hat and my scarf. And things look pretty black if you look out the window. Well, don't look out the window because actually today's a gorgeous sunny day. But in my weather forecast land, here we have a big patch of dark cloud and heavy cloud blocking out the sun. There's lots of things in our lives that are a bit like those dark clouds that block out the sun from our lives, the Jesus, the sun. A bit like the rocks in our well that we've been praying about, what the rocks might represent are the things that we've done either singly or as a church itself that block us off from the Spirit's power, the power of God in our lives. In your goodie bag, there's a dark grey cloud. It might look like that, it might look a bit like something else. Take your pen, and on the dark grey cloud, I want you to write something that you're sorry for. Something that blocks you off from God's love, or that you think might be blocking you from experiencing God's love, blocking the light from Jesus, the Son, in your life. Write that, something you're sorry for. So it might be that you're really cranky, you feel a bit cranky and miserable, you can't see how God's working in your life. It might be that you're feeling angry about something. It might be that you're feeling impatient about things. It could be all sorts of things. In a minute, we're going to have... So hold on to that cloud once you've written your word. Hold on to your cloud. Hold it up in your hand. Not hold it up, but hold it in your hand like that so you're squishing it up a bit. But you're remembering what that thing is that you've written on your cloud. So as we enter our next time of prayer, we'll be able to see... This is the activity. Yeah, that's good. Clouds gathering. We'll be able to see... that hold on to your cloud during our time of confession, and once we've confessed our sins, we know that God is faithful and will forgive our sins, you can scrunch it up in a tiny little ball and put it in the bottom of your handbag and throw it away afterwards. All right. So, has everyone written something on their cloud and got it held tight, scrunched out in their hand? Did you people who just came in get a goodie bag? Oh, good. That's excellent. So, let's confess our sins to God and ask Him to forgive us. Dear God, we know we have done a lot that is wrong against you, other people, and ourselves in our thoughts, speech, and deeds. At times we have not done the things that you would do, while at other times we have done things you would not do. We are sorry and we want to change. Please forgive us so we may start afresh today, that with the help of your Spirit we may think, speak and act in ways which please you in the days ahead. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins, and keep you in life eternal. Amen. So squish away.
Squish away and tuck it in your pocket or in your handbag, and you don't need to worry about it anymore because God has dealt with it. Remember, God has dealt with it. Now, oh, it's a beautiful umbrella, isn't it? And I really need my umbrella for this weather forecast because look at these great big patches of rain that are coming. great big patches of rain. Well, okay, the weather forecast was back in 1987, but that's probably the last time some of those areas had rain. But heavy rain and storms over widespread areas. Now, when we've got rain, what does the rain do? What are some of the things that rain does?
It wets us.
It wets us, not with my umbrella. What's something else?
It makes things grow.
Makes things grow, yes, it does. Aaron?
Floods.
It floods, it can flood. Yes, it can create rivers in dry riverbeds. What's something else? It washes things clean, particularly the top of my umbrella. That's really good. It's Roz's umbrella, actually. Thank you, Roz. I don't have a nice umbrella like this. It's really flash. Harriet, one more thing that rain does. No? It could wash things away in the floods, yes. Okay, so there's parts of Queensland, not too far away from us, in fact, who probably haven't had rain since that picture was taken. I don't know how to make this go down now. Oh, there it is. Because there's places like Stanthorpe and Mitchell where they haven't had any rain, and they're just in that area there near where the S and the B are of Brisbane. They haven't had rain for so long that there's no water in their dams and they can't even buy water. Imagine that. They can't even buy water. And in Tanzania, where Father Steve's going next week, they haven't had rain for so long that there's people there who they haven't got any food. No food at all, because the food hasn't grown, the crops haven't grown. So we need to remember those places in our prayers as we think about the things that the rain can do. The rain can refresh us, refresh the land. The rain can cause the floods to come and sweep away all the things that have been left behind, the big rocks. The rain can cause rivers to flow through the dry land and make everything fertile again. We're going to have a video here, and it's about Lego.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
that song, I think. Some of you, even the grown-ups, were doing the actions. That's great. Okay. Our scripture this morning is Jesus doing a weather forecast. Well, it's not really about Jesus doing a weather forecast, but it sort of is. This is what Jesus said to the people. When you see a cloud rising in the west, if it was here at Kiwana, he'd have said, in the east, you immediately say, it's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, well, here at Kiwana, he'd have said, the north wind blows, you say, it's going to be hot, and it is. Hypocrites, said Jesus, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? So what Jesus was saying to people is they thought that they were pretty clever because they knew by the way the clouds were that it was going to rain or it was going to be hot or it was going to be a cold westerly wind and you need to wear a jumper or it's going to be really sunny today and you need to wear a hat because there's no clouds. But they could tell all of these important things about daily life, but they couldn't tell who Jesus was. They couldn't tell where to find Jesus. They couldn't recognize him. We just did an exercise before about recognizing Jesus in other people in this church. Outside of the church, you'll sometimes see Jesus in other unusual places too. But you need to look. You need to recognize where Jesus is. And what do you do when you recognize Jesus? Do you ignore him? Do you love him? You love him. I think you love him, don't you? Hands up if you think you love him. Hands down. Hands up if you think you ignore him and cross the road and walk on the other side. Whew, that's a relief. No one. No one thinks that. That's right. No, you don't think that really. Okay. So we recognize Jesus in all sorts of ways, even better than we can recognize the weather. So today when we woke up, we recognized that the weather was going to be a fine day, and a lot of people wore short-sleeved shirts and a couple of people even wore shorts, and we didn't really need warm scarves or jumpers or anything, did we? So hopefully we can learn to recognize Jesus in our daily lives when we see him in unusual places. So, for my next weather forecast, I need another prop because in this weather forecast, there's not a cloud to be seen. There's bright sunshine. It's a really bright, sunshiny day. We're not singing that song, just incidentally. And if we live as part of Jesus' body, if we live out our lives as members of Jesus' body, then we're living in the sunshine. And we can spread Jesus' sunshine into the whole world. Let your light shine. And we talked about that in the first song. Let your light shine. Let the sunshine of Jesus shine through your life into our community. Now, something that you might know. Anyone know about sunflowers? Some weeks ago I gave you a sunflower seed. Did that grow? Yeah. Hooray! It did. You got two. You got three. Oh, I like this. It's that big. Oh, look, this is amazing. Because something about sunflowers should tell us something about Jesus, about us and Jesus, our relationship with Jesus. Because sunflowers, their face follows the sun as it goes through the sky. The face of the flower follows the sun as it goes through the sky. And that's what we should be like. We should keep our eyes on Jesus, looking at you, Jesus, and that will, you've got your saxophone there, that's great. You're going to play some music later. We can keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, and then we can be like the smart guy who built his house on the rock, and our foundations won't crumble, no matter how wet and rainy it gets. So it could be a beautiful sunshiny day like this. And so the next thing we're going to do is remind you how to live in the sunshine. In your goodie bag, there should be 3 flowers and 1 split pin. We're going to make a little sunflower. Like this. So get your 3 little flowers out and put the big one at the back and the other 2 on top, and I pre-drilled a hole so that you shouldn't have too much trouble with the split pin. And put the split pin through and arrange the petals so that it looks really totally awesome. Then you can take that home, and that will remind you to keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because he is the sun that all us sunflowers should follow. That's great. So you can keep that at home, put it on your, it's got no magnet on it, but you can put it on your fridge if you've got a fridge magnet at home, and then you can it can remind you about living in the sunshine. And it can remind you to be like a sunflower in your community so that you can point the way to people who don't know Jesus, that they can see Jesus in you and think, wow, that's amazing. Let's learn to know Jesus too. Let's learn to recognize him, because that person is so cool. Okay, I better push the button. And I'll get you all to stand up. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And share that peace around amongst each other. Okay, let's return to your places and we'll share a statement of what it is that we believe. So come back to your seats. Okay, let's stand up and share our statement of belief. Say together, we believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our statement of faith. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now please be seated as we have our time of prayer.
Father God, as we gather this morning, we are humbled by your amazing creation you've made for us here at Kiwana. What an honour to live in a place of such beauty. Remind us to be more aware and careful, though, about how we treat this beautiful place that you've created just for us. We pray for not only ourselves, but for everyone who is privileged enough to live where we do. We thank you that the weather this winter, this cold, wet, rainy winter that we see around us, is so mild when we see others in the country and in the world suffering worse than us. We are grateful that that helps those in the community who don't have the luxuries we take for granted. We pray for the homeless, for those who are displaced, not just here and across our country, but across the world. Father, bring these people reassurance that despite the circumstances they find themselves in, you are with them. Give us strength in our lives when they are full of grey clouds. Remind us that through faith we have sunny days to look forward to enjoy and to praise you for. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
Father, around the world, we pray for calm in those countries where war seems to be more every day than peace. Still in the Middle East, still in Africa, and other areas around the world. We pray for those special Christians who step out in faith and take up their cross and minister to those people in trouble spots. We pray especially this week for Steve as he and his team depart on their mission to Tasmania. Father, protect them all from harm as they do your work in their life. We pray for these, our brothers and sisters, who step out in faith and they step out in your name. We pray that all leaders of the world will heed the actions of such people and they will rule with justice, compassion, fairness, to stop those who harm others. We also pray for our own leaders, state, federal and local, as they go about the business of running our country, our state, our region, and they will have the same heart for our people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And Father, we pray for each other, brothers and sisters here at Holy Trinity. We ask for health and for well-being. We ask for courage and compassion to do your work here in our community. We thank you that we have Steve and Clenda doing their ministry with us, for their passion, their vision, and their love for us. We pray that you give them peace and opportunities to refresh and invigorate. And we especially pray for Clenda as she struggles with her health to recover from her cold, flu, her illness. We pray for Aaron, keep him safe. Continue to open his heart to the pathway you have planned for him. Encourage him to step in, step up and step out in faith to do your work here at HTK with our young people. And we pray for those young people and others on the coast who might come to you through our youth group, through Aaron and through our junior leaders. We thank you and pray for our retired clergy who support Steve each week. We are so blessed to have both clergy and those in our congregation, our brothers and sisters, who continue to work for you every day, whether it's at their place of work, over the backyard fence, or here at our home of HTK. Father, we will, with your help, take up your cross today and every day. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for and uphold all those who we know are not 100% today. Give them that touch of your healing hand on their shoulders. We thank you for those who take the time to care for us all when we're not feeling our best. We continue to uphold our friends, our workmates, our neighbours, who may be doing it tough at this time. Keep the sneezes and snuffles to a minimum and allow us to enjoy the warmth in the coming season of spring. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
So, Father, remind me, remind us that we are can-do people. Remind us that you are our life. Remind us that all we do for you and all we have done for you is done in joy and love. Remind us to get our acts together in how we view our own faith. Remind us who we are, that we are us, and that we are yours. Remind us to tell the world how important our faith is to everything we do. Remind us that you are awe-inspiring, that your example is here for us to follow. Remind us to draw each other in, to work together for a common goal. Remind us to be Christ-like in all we do. Allow us to be the closest thing to Christ that someone might meet this week. Father, thank you for listening to our prayers. Thank you for being with us today. Bless us all this week in your Son's precious name, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Take me deeper than
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. And so the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine and pray that we who receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, according to our Saviour's word, a remembrance of his suffering and death, may share his body and blood. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." May we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ, for we who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith to feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving. Amen. And Phil and somebody else, Dee, are going to be our prayer ministers today, so they will pray for you if you have a prayer need.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us, Jesus. Thank you.
God of all creation, we give you thanks and praise that you meet us and bring us home. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life, and we who drink his cup bring life to others. Amen. Okay, let's stand and open our arms for the grace received from God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
It's truly an intergenerational service, isn't it? So that was something for people who are a lot older than I am.
And perhaps it wasn't Levis Parsley, but maybe it was Keen Jelly?
Could be, could be. Okay, let us go in peace of love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen. See you in a couple of weeks.